1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH Center time is 7:51, and second Thursday of each month, we check in with State Representative Stephen Meskers of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative. Welcome. How are you today?
Good morning, Tony. Doing fantastic. Just recovering from a 4th of July weekend and getting ready for jury duty today.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Well, I don't know if we're going to talk about that. Oof. Okay. Anyway, let's talk about a possible special session. Is that right?
Yes, sir. I'm waiting to see what the read is on the cuts from the federal budget and what the ultimate impact is on the state's budget. If the amounts are material in cutbacks in education, cutbacks in food security issues, there's a chance we will have a special session. I've been led to understand if we do something, it'll probably happen in the September-October timeframe.
Okay. But anything planned to override any of the governor's vetoes?
Certainly not by me. I support the governor's veto. The bridge too far. I'm not opposed to collective bargaining. I understand, you know, the history of unions and do support unions. But the idea that I would fund their strikes is a bridge too far for me. I think those should be funded out of union dues. I don't think the taxpayers of the state should be funding striking workers. So I understand the governor's objection, and I join him wholeheartedly on that.
All right. So the special session is going to try to deal with trying to deal with some of the cuts that you expect from the federal government, then, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, basically, I haven't looked at the final numbers that they were talking about, $885 billion in cuts overall. Those cuts over 10 years, it was about a 10% per year reduction in some of these safety net programs. So we have to see which safety net programs are done and what would potentially be cuts in education budget, particularly, to make sure that our towns who end up funding their entire education budget out of the mill rate make sure that they're not too unduly impacted by any federal cuts. So I haven't had a conversation yet with my colleagues, or at least with my education department here in Greenwich. I have to talk with Ben Brannion and with Tony Jones to see what they're anticipating in the way of cuts from the feds. I mean, I know that they got cut about $4 million on the local budgetary side, which it may change bus times, et cetera. It's been a pretty big problem. I'm not sure what incremental cuts we're going to suffer from the feds, so I've got to see what's going on there.
All right, speaking with State Representative Stephen Meskers of Greenwich, and Governor hasn't yet said he's going to run for re-election. Maybe some challenges, seems like, from the farther left part of the Democratic Party. What do you think about all this?
Well, you know, in a democracy, everyone gets a vote and everyone gets an opinion, but, you know, I would tell you that I relish and support the governor's opinion. So at this point, I wouldn't want to be too critical of anyone who's thinking of running, but they just don't have my support. I think the governor has done an outstanding job. I think he represents the center where the country needs to go. I mean, you know, part of this is a react to what's going on in Washington, and I think it's all unconstructive or unhelpful to radicalize the electorate, whether it be from the right or from the left. And I think the governor's done a great job for hewing to the center, and I fully support that mode of operation. I really like what he's done, and I'm very happy to continue to support him, and I'm hoping he does run. I like that.
All right. And what do you think of the possibility that one of your colleagues here in Greenwich, Ryan Fazio, could be challenging the governor from the Republican side?
I think that Ryan has represented a voice of reason. I find some of his policies much too conservative. I think when it comes to advocacy at the local level, I'd like to see him step up more in terms of support for our educational system, support for safety, for bike lanes, et cetera. So I'm hoping that if he decides to run, you know, I can't see him finding footing against the governor. But, you know, I think he is. You know, he'll have to figure out how he gets through a primary, which I'm assuming will force anybody to compete in a primary to move further to the right to secure the nomination. And then the question is, how do you pivot to the center? It's not an easy game to play. On our side, you've had the conversation you're asking me about progressives and the governor. On his side, I will say you've got the opposite problem, which would be the extremists and then the center. So how do you get either from the right to the center or from the left to the center? I think the governor has threaded that needle beautifully. I'm not sure how Ryan navigates a primary that seems to be, in this country today, full of partisan rancor.
Right. All right. And a final one for you as we're into the summertime now. What kinds of things are you doing as a state representative representing constituents during the summertime here?
A number of different issues. I've got a friend who is seeking to update his passport and to get his documentation in place for potential application for a dual citizenship passport. I'm helping him try to get his apostille, working with the Secretary of State. I've got a constituent who is along the 95 corridor who's reached out to me. He's looking to see whether there's a potential for sound barriers along 95. I've got, other people looking to figure out whether or not the state can be of any assistance with startups. And I continue to work, as I have for the last 3 years, on a development plan for Mystic for economic and tourism, and I'm waiting to see when the bonding gets approved from the state to begin some of those projects. Mystic has got a couple of beautiful projects lined up. There's a boat exhibit hall that will make it, I think, which already is top in the nation, I think will take it over the top. And the aquarium has got some beautiful plans. I want to see if I can help grow the tourism business there. So I'll be traveling up to Mystic a number of times to try to work on that.
All right, not a bad place to go in the summertime. State Representative Stephen Meskers, as always, thanks very much for your time, and enjoy the rest of your summer as we head to our next get-together in August. Take care.
All right, take care, bye-bye.
State Representative Stephen Meskers of Greenwich joins me on the second Thursday of each month. Next Thursday will be the aforementioned State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich.
Patchy fog this morning before 8 a.m.